So this style of question can be pretty annoying and confusing when you first see it. I'll just break it down and simplify things here. It's high yield for USMLE step one. So first things first, you can see the patient's taking medication for insomnia. We look at the answer choices. We see choice A, adverse effect of benzodiazepines, and it's like, ooh, wow, like could that be what's going on here? It's not, because we can see that pCO2 is low, which means the patient must be hyper ventilating. However, in the setting of drugs such as benzos, barbiturates, opioids, they suppress respirations, get a decreased respiratory rate, and you get an increased pCO2. So right away, we can eliminate the adverse effect of benzos, okay? Our pCO2 would be high, not low. Next thing is we look at the PO2, which is normal, and we say, okay, that means that we must have normal gas exchange. Okay, that's all it really means. It means we don't have something like fibrosis, we don't have COPD, we're not dealing with asthma, we're not dealing with a pulmonary embolism. All of these pathologies in the lungs would decrease our PO2. Okay, so we must have normal gas exchange in this setting. That's why our PO2 is normal. Then we look at the arterial O2 content. And this is where we say, how the fuck is that possible that our PO2 is normal, but our O2 content in the blood is low? So O2 content equals the amount of oxygen dissolved in the blood, which refers to our PO2, plus the amount of oxygen bound to hemoglobin. That's our O2 content. So in this case, because our PO2 is normal, our dissolved oxygen is normal, the only way O2 content can be decreased is if the amount of oxygen bound to hemoglobin overall in the blood is decreased. And in this case, anemia works. Okay, we do not have a pathology such as methemoglobinemia that could also decrease binding of oxygen to hemoglobin. We could have carbon monoxide poisoning that could also decrease O2 content by decreasing O2 binding to hemoglobin. But in this case, anemia, we have low hemoglobin. We're going to have normal O2 binding, normal O2 saturation on the hemoglobin. It's just we merely have less hemoglobin overall due to the anemia. So our O2 content is low, okay? And then the bicarbonate being at the lower end of normal, that only means that we have what's becoming a chronic respiratory alkalosis. This patient must be breathing or exhaling at a high rate where that O2, or sorry, where that CO2 is suppressed for long enough, where the bicarb can start to decrease. Okay, normally when we have an acute respiratory alkalosis, our bicarb is just simply in the normal range. Here, lower end of normal, so we know that we're edging on a chronic respiratory alkalosis. Okay, so other things to make note of, high altitude residence, choice C, that could refer to a state where we have low CO2 and a decreased bicarb. However, our O2 content in the blood would be normal because we'd be compensated and we would not have low hemoglobin. Pulmonary edema, we would not have a normal PO2 because we'd have decreased gas exchange. And then sleep apnea, choice E, that's wrong because we would have increased pCO2, not decreased. Okay, those patients, especially with obesity hypoventilation syndrome, that's one of the major causes of sleep apnea. They're chronic CO2 retainers, so you'd have a high pCO2 and an elevated bicarb. So that's pretty much it for this question. You just need to know O2 content equals the amount of oxygen dissolved in the blood, that's PO2, plus the amount of oxygen bound to hemoglobin. And in anemia, even though you have normal hemoglobin saturation, because you have decreased hemoglobin overall, the O2 content is decreased. That's it.